Christ. Except when you turn the page to 134, this basically is your new criteria. For all you guys, I know we do a lot of nightly rental. We'll probably have a lot of nightly rental. But this is going to be all those uses that have a C will be coming to you with under this umbrella. So one's the establishment and maintenance and operation of the conditional use in its proposed location, that it will have a substantial adverse impact. That's new verbiage. Be detrimental to or endanger the public health, safety, morals, comfort, or general welfare. That's pretty much the same except the wording of substantial adverse impact. This is what, between three or four codes that Travis and I found, you guys need to think about this verbiage. Is it too harsh? Not harsh enough? Is it? This is what we need to hash out and figure out if this is what you guys want, because this is what you're going to use as your guidebook to approve or deny all conditional use permits. So two, the conditional use will not injure the use and enjoyment of other property in the immediate vicinity for the purpose already permitted, and will not substantially and materially cause substantial injury to the property values within the area.
That's going to be kind of a gray area, isn't it?
This is what he's. I gave him some. He had some, and we combined these all into this between the two of us.
So do we have to all come up with our own definition?
Nope. So here's, I asked him. I said, how do we figure that out? Because right now, there's certain uses that if you sell it to Joe Buyer for this, it's X amount of dollars. But if, you know, Fred Buyer wants to buy it for this use, which we've heard a lot of here recently, they'll sell it for, they can sell it for more because of the income they can make. So is that, that's a substantially, it's going to be way more valuable if you approve that use. So it's up to the applicant through, for somehow to show you, you're going to have to get documentation. This is going to, this wording's in here, but if they feel like it is, they need to bring you, you know, real estate history of that so you can look at it and say, it's not going to be just up to your gut feeling. They need to present actual facts that you can, if they do, then you have this to fall back on. We didn't have that before.
Okay, that brings up another question that I've got. Right now, we have one meeting. We get the presentation. And we ask a few questions. Then we have the public meeting. We get the public's input. But then we decide right then, are we going to change that to
just
where
the one meeting,
we have time to ask for documentation and get to review that, or is that all done the same
meeting? Well, they need to, it'll be all, you'll review all that. You can always postpone one, but this is all stuff that I'll have to go over with the applicant.
Okay.
If they feel like any of these, they need to get it to me, and there's so many days before the meeting within here, I'll have to look at it, that I need to get it and get it to you guys, and it should be in your packet.
Okay.
Now, if it comes up in the meeting and there's concern, you'll have to, but right now it's just a one meeting. You'll look at it just that one meeting. Okay. No concept, no pre, you know, I'll be doing a lot of the pre-meeting stuff and getting this information.
So all that just comes to us in one meeting?
Yep.
But we do have an option if we
you can always
have issues, we can table too. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So number three, the establishment of the conditional use will not impede the normal and orderly development improvement of the surrounding properties for uses permitted in zoning district. I mean, each one of these we go through, I can think of, and I'm not going to verbally state them tonight since we're on the record, but if you guys think, you can probably think of different projects that would fall under some of these. For the proposed use is compatible with the adjacent uses in terms of scale, site, design, operating characteristics, including but not limited to hours of operation, traffic generation, lighting, noise, odor, duties, and other external impacts. So those are your compatibility factors in this proposed code. And we might have a lot that might be the scale and site design, but there's operating characteristics, like what's next to it. Is it going to generate more traffic, which, again, they'd need to show that their use. And, again, we have one use that gets a lot of these, but this is going to be all those uses that have a seat. 5, adequate public safety, transportation, utility, facilities, services, buffering, access roads, drainage, open spaces, and other necessary public services will be available to serve the subject property while maintaining adequate levels of service for the existing development. Questions? 6, adequate access routes will be provided and designed to provide ingress and egress as to minimize traffic congestions on the public roads and to maximize traffic safety and prevent traffic hazards on the public roads. I know that one has been a sticking point as far as a safety, but now this gives us actually something that if we relied on the experts on that road, Seven, the conditional use shall, in all other respects, conform to the regulations and all the requirements contained therein, including but not limited to specific conditions relating to the proposed conditional use and applicable regulations of the zoning district in which the property is located. And 8, this one's a little tough, and this is probably something that's going to come up in the next year or two, is the proposed use would comply with the intent of the master plan. The master plan has been wanted to be updated for years. It's 1998, I believe. I know Bob was working towards getting SimCog to start the process of updating our master plan, which I think that's the next step that needs to happen. Travis agreed. Anytime anybody wants to see it, I've got a copy of it. It just talks about the tourist. I think it is. It's on the website. You know, tourist industry and the development along the ridges and the road systems and the lakes and the water. Okay. Conditional use. Next page. Nightly rental. So some of these have changed. A lot of them are the same. So section 24.020, zoning districts. So we have an A, zoning districts. We have a 1, 2, and 3. So as it's proposed, nightly rental is allowed as a permitted use. You can just do the nightly rental in single-family residential nightly rental districts in R1 or multifamily residential nightly rentals of NR3, as long as they're still subject to the compliance with the requirements of this article. So they still need to meet. They can't just do it and not get a sales license. So 2 is nightly rental is allowed as conditional use in the following districts. A1, RR1, which are your bigger residential lots, R3, RV1, C1, and C2. So I have a question tonight that I started looking at C2. You can build a hotel, a resort. Would it be consideration to say that's a permitted use in C2? We'd change that C to a P. I mean, you could build a hotel in C2. If you have C2 zone property, you came to me and could fit the wastewater and the setbacks, and you could build the whole. So I need a feedback. We're not going to change it tonight, but we'll need to discuss it and think about it. Do you want to allow nightly rental use to be a permitted use within C2? And then also study your conditional uses for A1, RR1, R3, and RB1, and C1. And then three, nightly rental is allowed as a conditional use in the following zoning districts: single family residential R1 and one and two family residential districts R2 on parcels that are more than 21,007 or bigger than a half acre. So any R1 or R2 lot that is less than one half of an acre, half acre or less, you can't apply for the conditional use. You could rezone it to NR1 if you wanted to try. I don't think it's going to fit right in smack dab middle of an R1 subdivision. That's the intent of the zoning, is to keep it. So remember the half acre? The half acre came about when I studied back at the approved and denieds for like the last 3 or 4 years. That was pretty much the line. That and bigger seemed to get approved. That and smaller did not get approved. So this is a historic acreage that could always be changed. You guys will need to think and look at this. We're going to get a lot of kickback on that because I've gotten 3 calls in the last 3 or 4 days, and every one of them's been smaller than a half acre. But if this is what it is, that's what it is.
So if something with less than a half acre,
you can't apply. You just can't do it.
Just forget it.
Yep.
How do we answer the question about when we get a subdivision, somebody wanting to buy the house to put in a nightly rental when there's none in there? How do we answer the compatibility, or would that even get to us?
You have to go, well, if it's bigger, if it would fit some of the criteria, you go back to what I just read through, all these conditional use. Is that use compatible with the adjoining uses? Is the traffic, is the road suitable? And all these 1 through 8s that I just read through, you look at all those and you decide if it's adversely going to affect the neighborhood. If you know there's some evidence it is, and you motion to deny it due to it's going to adversely affect the neighborhood due to the documentation presented, you know. So look at these three zoning districts, because we'll have to revisit that at the end, and I'll just, you know, I want feedback from the county commission and the planning commission. We don't want to go back and forth and back and forth. County Commission's the ultimate approval of this document. So you sure can. Oh yeah, that's a public hearing. It'll be the notifications will be all sent out that we have a conditional use application that'll be publicly heard at this time, at this night, at this meeting.
So they can still present to them why it's going
to be. Oh yeah. Totally. Yep.
Kind of like we did not too long ago.
Where we held the both meetings the same night. Yeah. And we got kind of. Yes, sir.
But according to this, they couldn't even come if they were less. So if somebody's trying to do another rental, you say.
Not in R1 or R2. You
right.
Have to, yeah.
Right. If they,
I would not let them make application. You won't hear them.
Here.
No. No.
Okay, well, that'll.
And again, that half acre just came from historic approval and denials. It may need to change. It may need to move up or down. Okay, let's move down to I in nightly rental, because the rest of those are pretty much the same. Fire Protection District Inspection. Each nightly rental dwelling unit shall be inspected annually by the fire district unless waived by the local fire district in order to determine whether it meets adequate safety requirements of the applicable building codes. And again, prior to the issuance of the zoning code.